Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Wendy finds herself in a pretty awkward situation right now.
Yeah, very awkward situation. And it's normally not like me to ever even consider this because I've been living on my own since I was about 20 years old and like to do things by myself. I pay my own bills. I take care of myself. I pay for my own apartment. And I'm never one to even ask for money. Don't go to my dad. I would rather struggle than ask anybody for a handout or help. Mm-hmm. But I find myself in this predicament of not being able to pay my bills right now. And it's, I'm going to get so emotional over it. But I've had a conversation with my mom about moving back in with her at the age of 24. Embarrassing. When my lease ends in July. Mm-hmm. And it's embarrassing only because I can't pay my bills and I'm so far behind. Because, I get a paycheck here, obviously, but it's not enough to cover a lot. So I work another job. I work at a bar on the weekends, trying to make extra money there. And I'm not making it there. But I'm so far behind and catching up that it's been a debate for couple months now, and I want to go through my lease. I can't afford to break my lease. So the conversations come up with my mom on whether to move back or not.
And is she receptive to that?
She's actually the one who suggested it.
Has she seen you struggle so much?
Mm-hmm. Now, is that the only solution that you've considered, or have you considered like roommates or that kind of thing?
I mean, I've considered roommates and I've considered asking my dad, but it is so much, it's a pride thing when asking my dad, mm-hmm. because my dad would make me feel so bad about asking for money and being in such a bind,
right?
That he would give me such a hard time.
Even in this like economy, like all the mm-hmm. old school rules of mm-hmm. like once you move out, you are out. You know, I think most of the old school on this, but
yeah.
like mm-hmm. those, I think you got to sort of throw away right now with this economy. It does mm-hmm. seem different.
Not when it comes to my dad. My dad's like, you should always have a backup plan. You should always have a savings account. With my sister, she asks all the time, which, I mean, she was in school, but I mean, I'm working and I'm obviously not in school. So my dad would come in on that topic. You're not in school, so why do you need a handout? You decided to take a job before finishing school. Mm. And it's just a pride thing. He would make me feel so bad about asking for money that this is almost the only solution I have. And I don't think I could do it with roommates either right now because I'm just behind. And it's embarrassing to say that you're so behind on bills and that you can't support yourself.
I think there's so many that are going through the same thing now.
Yeah, and I've been working since literally I was like 12 years old because I wanted my own money. I've worked throughout my high school career. I've worked to have a place, but now it's just at the time I don't have anything.
And Wendy busts her ass, too. It's not like she's lazy. I mean, she works two shifts here. Like she said, yeah. She's got the bar gig also. Mm-hmm. She hangs out here after the show and helps out with mm-hmm. show prep and stuff like that.
And it's frustrating and embarrassing. And then even your mom coming up to you and suggesting to move back. Like, well, she knows.
You shouldn't be embarrassed, number one. Right. I don't think you should be embarrassed because I think that, yes, it is a recession. But I also think when you're in early to mid and even late 20s, that you're not going, you know, it's just a struggle. It's just a struggle, you know.
Are you only saying that now because this is the recession? Because you've been pretty consistent about that since we've been on the air, that once you leave, you're gone.
Wendy's attitude is one I relate to. I mean, it's the same thing. Like, you know, I had cars repossessed and got kicked out of homes when I was 25 years old and refused to ask my parents for money. And I, you know, she's crying over the thought of moving back in with her mom. So mm-hmm. I relate to Wendy, you know,
but you never,
because she's waiting. She is the last resort for her, you know. But I have said on the air, though, during a recession, I think all rules are out mm-hmm. the door, you well, know, for
and
sure.
And it's embarrassing. Imagine going on a date with somebody and saying you live at home. Like, nobody wants to be with somebody who can't take care of themselves.
That's not true. I think the rules are like really different now, man. I think everybody's feeling it. Mm-hmm.
not to me. I don't know. I like to do things for myself, and the last thing I would ever ask for is someone to help me out, especially my parents.
Would it help you if you put a time limit on it, like, and really worked out the numbers, saying, okay, if I live back at home with my mom for this finite amount of time, here's how much money I can put towards my credit cards, how much I can get out of debt, how much I can save, however long it takes, but like a real financial plan, a budgeting plan for you. Would that make you feel better if there was a deadline on it? Like, I will move back in for 1 year. Oh, and at the 1 year mark, here's where I'm going to be. And, you know, because I think that it will offer some relief. But then I think also the reality of that situation is that then you will have a little extra money.
Yeah.
Right? It's not going to be going to rent. So is it going to, you know, pay off the credit card bills and get you out of this place where you feel so stressed right now? Or is it going to be to, like, you know, have a fun trip with your girlfriends or whatever because you found that relief? You know what I mean? So I feel like if you set a deadline on it, it may make you feel better about the decision.
I don't even think I would do a year. I'd be too prideful to do a year.
Two days long. Yeah. Like,
are we going to
be there until Wednesday? That's all.
I would even think 2 months, but I would get another job not to be there for a year and try and get all the stuff paid off. I'm not doing anything fun. I'm not going on trips. I can't afford to.
Mm-hmm. One suggestion I would make is to don't ask Jeff how to ask for a raise around here. Because we know that will go horribly wrong. So that's not your starting point.
It'll get you 4 weeks off.
Hey, Jackie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Oh, my God, Wendy. I have gone through the same thing. I'm 20 years old, and I just, oh, my gosh, when I had to move back home, it was the most hurtful thing ever. It was like somebody stabbed a knife in my back. Like, it was the most worst thing ever. I had to swallow up my pride and go back home. It had gotten so bad that I had lost my job. I was pregnant and I have a daughter and I couldn't afford her diapers. Wow. Like, and I had to swallow my pride and go back home. And I'm the exact same way like you. I just never ask anybody for anything. I'm a very independent woman. I've never asked my parents for any money at all. So once I moved out, you know, that was it. I was telling myself, I was like, I'm never going to have to go back in. I'm going to figure it out. I'm very organized and very time management, but you know, right now it's like you can't do anything about it. It's just, it is what it is, you know. So you got to suck up your pride and do what's best for you because, you know, you don't want to be in a situation where, you know, like me, where it gets so bad where you can't even afford diapers. Like, you don't want it to be that bad. So, you know, I mean, it sucks going back home, but you got to do what you got to do.
It's almost a shame thing, though, because I know I'm going to get so much grief from my dad for even being close to a situation like this. And like getting that from your dad, that
is that what upsets you the most?
Disappointing him. I know.
It would be a huge disappointment.
There are some parents that would take that personally, like, I raised a girl or I raised a boy to be out on their own, and if they come back then they'll think that they did something wrong rather than sort of like embrace it and say, just the time. It's just a time.
Have the phone calls started, the collection phone calls?
Not yet.
That's good.
Probably will, probably a little bit, but I mean,
it's good. You're still in a good place.
I'm not going to go ask anybody for anything, especially him. It just sucks, and it's been sucking for a couple months, so I just don't want to swallow my pride and go back, and I'm not asking for handouts or anything like that.
Here's Ashley. Good morning, Ashley. You're on Q100.
Hi. First of all, I don't know why I said I shouldn't say my name. My name's Christy. I'm not Ashley. Honey, let me tell you something.
It's a weird thing for to be disguised for.
I'm good. So I just want to say that, first of all, you need to take that pride that you have, which is a sin, first of all, and put it in the pits of hell where it belongs, and you let your mother, who loves you more than anything in this world, help you, and it's not a handout. She is taking care of her child.
I don't think that any parent could assess your situation and say that you're back in the house because you haven't tried. Like, I think in the future, if Hayden or Hollis came back to me and wanted to be back in the house, I seriously, as a parent, I'd have to say, okay, is this a chance for them to learn and have to, like, make it on their own? Have they not tried the best that they can or not? And in your case, I'd have to say you've done everything you can.
I know my mom doesn't mind and she wants to help. It's just, she's already taken care of me. I mean, I've been out of the house for 4 years, taking care of myself. Mm-hmm. So her having to come back and retake care of me, I know she wants to do it. I just feel bad that she has to do it.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. I know you're in a sensitive place right now, but can I be tough love, Jen?
Absolutely.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
because I don't want to do that if if you're in a too sensitive of a place.
No, you're good.
All right, Tough Love Jen is going to bring up a conversation we had over the summer when you and I were out.
I'm so glad I'm in between them, because if Wendy doesn't react well, I get hit.
No, my tough love question for you is, have you asked for a review with any of your bosses here, including Bert? Have you asked for a review?
No, not directly. No, not for a review, just how I can improve.
Because remember,
and
we talked
review,
about that.
By review, she means raise.
No, yeah, and by, yeah, exactly. But I think this is something that you need to think about and consider, because nobody is just handing out money these days, mm-hmm. and nobody's going to give you money if you don't ask for it.
So that's recession or non-recession. Mm-hmm. I think that's just that
you are a loyal, great employee. You are reliable. You do above and beyond what you are asked to do in your job responsibilities. And I think if you set that out, and I think if you list that out, and you ask for what you deserve, you will be surprised what comes in return. And that's not just for Wendy. That's for anybody mm-hmm. who does a good job and goes above and beyond their call of duty in their position. And I think that men are significantly better negotiators than women are. I think we feel like some sort of, like, we don't deserve it as much for some sort of strange reason. I don't know if it's like traditional roles in the household, like the men are the providers or whatever, so they're not afraid to ask for money. But guess what? Like, you need to learn how to ask for money.
Mm-hmm. When is the last time that you asked for a raise?
I haven't, and I don't.
In how many years?
I've never asked for a raise. I mean, obviously, I was promised one a long time ago, but I just feel like that's part of your job. I mean, you work for.
What's part of your job?
I mean, it's just
that they would give it to you.
But this is a female mentality.
It is. You just work for your money, and going above and beyond. That's just what you do in a job. That's just how you work, and that's just my work ethic.
And so you should be rewarded for that voluntarily. You think the company should reward that without asking?
Well, maybe over time, but I guess so. I don't know. I've never been in a job where I need to ask for a raise.
You've never been in any other job but this one. What the hell is that?
I know you sound surprised, but I think this is a good lesson for parents with their daughters, because we're not taught to ask.
No, we're not taught to ask.
I had the same thought she had when I was in my 20s.
Yes, and really? We're so uncomfortable to ask.
Yeah, and it's like, well, they're going to give me a raise if I'm a good employee. Mm-mm. It's not my job to go and push them into it.
But I'm what you
most
said.
Most times women learn that lesson when they leave their job and go to another one.
Right.
They go to another one, and the offer slid across the table from you at your next job, it will blow your mind. Because you started out as an intern here. And guess what? They're still treating you that way because you haven't asked to be treated any differently.
Staying at the same place for a long time sometimes is not, you know, you get punished instead mm-hmm. of rewarded.
Especially when you start the way you did, like an entry-level position. Jen raises a really great point that,
see you that
in
way.
Some cases yep. they just, you have to force them to see you in a different way.
Yep.
Like, you're on a damn good show.
We're not,
Johnny O's.
And you're not being, you're not,
Johnny O's is a
yeah,
damn
and you're not
show.
Being criticized.
A damn good, successful show.
It, yeah.
Johnny
it was
O's.
It's just me being tough love, Jen, because yeah. I think it's a lesson for a lot of women your
yes.
age.
Yes. You're not being criticized. It is enlightening because it is, I mean, yeah, there is a reason why the majority of the list we just did were girls in this situation.
Now, this is the same dad that you're, like, you guys had a disconnect there for a while also, right?
For a little while, yeah, probably about a year and a half. I went without talking to my dad. And then we reconnected on my birthday last year, just a great relationship. But still, like, he's like, I'm proud of you, you're succeeding. And then to come back and say, well, Dad, I'm not.
That may be your perception of how his reaction's going to be rather than his real reaction. Have you already talked to him about it?
I mean, this is an ongoing conversation. I don't think I've ever not talked to my dad where he's like, are you doing okay? You've got your bills paid, right? You've got your savings in, right? That's
gotcha.
Every conversation.
Mm-hmm. But I don't mean to interrupt the call. I just want to say that's your perception of yourself, too, because I think you're succeeding. Just because you have a pitfall doesn't mean you're not succeeding. I mean,
and the rules are different, man. The rules are different right now.
Don't think you're a failure. I know it's easy to think that, but you're not a failure just because you're broke.
Hey, Donna, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi. I just want to have a little heart-to-heart with you, Wendy. I'm a fighter, and I think by nature you're probably a fighter as well. And I've been a single mom for a very long time, and I'm in my 30s. Sometimes we have to learn to lower our pride and ask for help. And I've never wanted to be one of those that ask for help. But I can say in 2009, me and my children probably would have been on the street had it not been me lowering my pride and going to my mom and asking for help. Because if I don't get the help, I'm going to sink even farther. And when you sink even farther, it's just so much harder to climb out of that hole.
And sometimes by having to be forced into asking for help, it makes you a better giver in the future, because you have more sympathy for what it takes mm-hmm. for somebody to ask you.
Here's just another sign. I mean, we're not talking about you being jobless or anything, but I just read this morning. I just...
This doesn't make you feel good. This is an unemployment statistic, but don't worry, you're cool.
No, it's just a really good indicator of how we're in a recession here and the rules are just different. Americans aged 20 to 24 who were neither in school nor working jumped to 28% last year. 28% from 17% in 2007. So the rules are just different now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're competing with people who have, for those who are competing for jobs, you're competing with people who have master's, PhDs, people who are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s for the same job. So yeah, that's why the rules are thrown out. Because it is already a struggle for people in their 20s. And I think there's a part of me that thinks it should be, because I do think that you kind of sharpen your teeth in your 20s because you go through some rough patches. But I just don't want you to think less of yourself because I think this is part of life,
And don't dismiss Jen's advice also. If you think you're worth more money, then you've got some conversations to have.
Not if you think, because you don't think that. You are worth more money.
Agreed.
So ask for it.
Yeah, that's tough.
Ask for more money.
That is tough.
It is tough.
Why? What do you think is going to happen? You're going to go in there and say, can I have a raise? And they're going to go, you're fired!
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. The worst they can say is, no, we have to keep you around at what you're making right now. So where are you? How are you in a different place next week than you are this week?
I mean, the thought has crossed my mind. Like, they can just, let you go. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't not cross my mind.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're on The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.